Just first off, how the first 2 days been for you? I know you guys have been doing a lot of learning, trying to get the system down, that kind of thing. Just what have been your assessment, I guess, of the first 2 days?
I've been good. Coach has been doing a lot of teaching. Particular as far as details go, you know, he wants every drill we do, every possession that we have, everything to be ran smoothly without any mistakes. He's a perfectionist, so he likes to see things going well, so he's been doing a lot of teaching. Plus, like he always tells us, this is some of our fourth coach in the last 4 years, and you know, we're all new to each other for the most part. So it's a lot of things as far as language that he has to teach us, and we have to learn, and he has to learn us as well. So, but my assessment of the first 2 days overall is great. I think guys are working hard. We've gotten better. You can tell. So we've gotten better at each drill, even in, you know, only a day. So as long as we keep improving, I think all of us will be happy.
I want you to talk about yourself individually. How do you feel that you've played the last couple of days? And are you getting comfortable out there? You said during the media day that you felt you were in the best shape of your life coming into this year. How's that translated on the floor?
Translated well, actually. You know, you definitely need to be in great shape at this camp. but it's been good. I think I've been doing pretty well. You know, it's really hard to tell. I mean, my conditioning has been good. I've been shooting the ball pretty good. You know, just trying to stay aggressive and just get better every day. But coaches, like I said, training camp goes on. Those roles will be defined. And, you know, really, I just try to sit back and control everything that I can control.
So still kind of in the early stages of defining what those roles are going to be.
Exactly.
You're just playing ball at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, with Ray Allen being gone, it's a different team than last year. I know a lot of you guys look to Ray Allen as far as leadership and you know, ran a lot of your plays, obviously, for Ray and Richard. Do you see this as a possibility for yourself to kind of take another step in your development as a basketball player and maybe be that go-to player?
Yeah, I mean, if not one of them. We have a lot of guys. We have a couple guys on the team that from the perimeter and inside that can score the ball and can make plays for each other or for themselves. And coach, I'm sure he's going to utilize those all of us to our ability, to the best of our abilities. And this is really up to us to accept that challenge and to make plays when called upon. So, obviously, with the absence of Ray Rashad, you know, you gotta get points from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'll definitely step up and accept that challenge, and I'm sure other guys here as well will do the same thing.
Going back to 21, you're able to get that number. You talked about that a little bit on media day. What does it mean to be able to wear that number in the NBA, knowing that you know, it's a number that your father wore and your uncle?
It's special. You know, it's like that's how it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. It kind of feels like how it's supposed to be. Now I feel like, okay, got my number back. Now let's play. You know, and that's how it feels to me. I know my dad is extremely happy about it. My family, they're extremely happy I was able to get it back. So I'm happy. It's kind of a, you know, with the new staff coming in, all the new changes we have, it's kind of a new beginning all around for me.
Was that a number you wore growing up?
Mm-hmm. So I was always 21.
When Pee Wee's and all the way through, you was wearing 21?
I was always 21. Except for college, I couldn't wear it. My uncle retired it.
Oh.
I was 12.
Which is what you wore here.
Yeah.
So you was 12 for about 6-7 years then.
Yeah, and I was always 21, either before or after that. It's always 21.
So I guess as long as you don't go back to Atlanta Hawks, you're good.
Yep, I'm good.
As far as, you know, working up to Tuesday, Coach had mentioned that, you know, he thought you were a three coming into camp, but seeing you for the first couple of days, he thinks you can play a little bit of the two as well. Do you feel that helps you as far as being able to play both those positions that earn minutes on the floor?
Well, I mean,
And how do you see yourself, I guess?
I see myself as a two. I want to be a two. I want to play a two. But, you know, like I said, that's up to coach. All that's left up to him, how he sees fit. If he wants me to play the three, I'll play the three, and I'll play it well. If he wants me to play the two, I'll play the two and be as best as I can be as a two. But, you know, my aspirations coming in was always to play the two. But, you know, like I said, that's up to coach, and that's going to be left up to how training camp goes. And, he'll decide who fits best where. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'll just fall in line wherever he sees fits and just do the best that I can.
One last question. With the defensive emphasis that PJ's bringing to the team, defense is something that you've kind of been known for in your time here in Seattle. Do you feel that helps you as far as going out there and knowing that you need to establish a defensive mentality and just kind of let the offense take care of itself?
Oh, definitely. That's going to be the first that's our first priority. And he's stressed that throughout camp so far. That, you know, if you don't defend, you don't play. And if you don't defend, he's gonna let you know. So, you know, that's definitely a relief to know that he's going to be echoing defense, and he's going to make sure that guys on the floor are going to be the ones that's playing defense. And, you know, it's easier on the offensive end when you're playing defense. When your defense is good, your offense is all even better. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as long as we can put together stops, I'm sure we'll be able to put the ball in the hole.
And a different mentality, I guess. In the last couple of years, you guys have always been a pretty solid offensive team, but maybe had trouble stopping teams. Mm-hmm. It seems like a different kind of mode that you guys are heading in this season.
Yeah, because, you know, I think coach is aware that we have guys that can put the ball in the hole. So, but, you know, a lot of people in the NBA can score, mm-hmm. If not everyone. So it's just a matter of us going out every day and competing to get stops when we need them. Mm-hmm. Because we hadn't done a great job of that in recent times. So. We gotta make sure. I'm sure he's gonna help us develop into a better defensive team. We're already a better defensive team in just 2 days of camp. So we have the athleticism and the quickness to do it. It's just a matter of putting our minds to it and getting out there in real time and putting those stops together.
You say you're already a better team this year than you were last year. What's the difference? Just there's a focus now?
It's just a focus on it. It's a focus and it's an emphasis on it coming from, you know, both the players, well, first the coaches, and then the players are echoing what the coaches that we're buying into his defensive his system and his mind frame. And, you know, when you have that, you know, it's easier to be a better defensive team because, you know, to me, in the recent years, you know, people say it, but it wasn't anyone doing it. Everyone wasn't doing it. It was just more talk than anything because
we're getting by.
Yeah, because it wasn't stressed as much as it was said. But, you know, when you got a coach, he's constantly down your back about, look, that's a stop we got to come up with, or that's a play we got to make, or the whistle blows every time we don't get a stop, then you know it's being stressed.
So it was something that maybe was given lip service last couple of years, but now this
exactly.
is really a
exactly.
point of emphasis.
Exactly.
Okay. I think that'll work, man.
All right.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
No problem.